Look at picture F for question number 7. What is the man looking for? A. He is looking for the name of the fish. B. He is looking for the fishing technique. C. He is looking for the recipe of the fish. D. He is looking for the way to protect the whales.
Look at picture G for question number 8. What doesn't the old man sell? A. Bags of apples. B. Boxes of grapes. C. Plates of bananas. D. Bottles of pear juice.
Look at picture H for question number 9. What are the two men doing? A. They're fighting with each other. B. They're making fun of one another. C. They're trying to get to know one another. D. They're trying to solve a misunderstanding.
Look at picture I for question number 10. Where does this event occur? A. In a company. B. In combat. C. In a campus. D. In a community.
Look at picture J for question number 11. What is this person doing? A. He's on a diet. B. He's with a diaper. C. He's doing gymnastics. D. He's lifting some weights.
Question 21. What are you wearing to the wedding?
Question number 22. Your new car looks great.
Question number 23. What is on the menu tonight?
Question number 24. You are also a sports fan. What's your favorite sport?
Question number 25. Can you help me look for my glasses? Everything looks so blurry without my glasses on. Number 36. Susan, how about renting a movie tonight? We can buy a Chinese takeout and chill out in front of the TV.
Another movie tonight? There you go again. Fine. What kind of movies are you going to rent? Don't tell me that you are going to rent some Jackie Chan movie.
I love action movies, and his movies aren't just full of action and violence. It's kind of hilarious at the same time. Or do you have any idea in mind?
I'm not in the mood for action movies. Maybe I'll pick a drama or a comedy. I remember there are some new movies coming out on DVD. I guess we can make the decision later in the rental shop.
Question. What's the man and the woman's final decision on the movie renting?
Number 37. Wake up! The movie is over! I can't believe you fell asleep during the movie!
I couldn't but doze off because it's so dull. The plot is weak, the cast aren't so good, and even the music is disappointing.
Come on! It can't be that bad. Overall, I think it's still worth seeing. It's kind of the postmodern style.
Postmodern style? Well, I didn't get it. The movie's still too bizarre and weird to me.
Question. Why do the woman and the man start quarreling at the beginning?
Number 38. Excuse me, where should I get on the train? Those signs are really confusing.
Well, let me see. Oh, at platform number 5.
I see. Then how often does the train come around?
About every 15 minutes. The next train is arriving at 16:20.
Question. If the person accidentally misses the train at 16:20, when will the next train arrive?
Number 39. Come on, Seth! You've been holding this wall up all night. Why don't you go there and talk to some cute girls?
I don't know. Those girls aren't my type. Moreover, what am I going to talk about?
You don't look like a geek type, Seth. Why can't you talk about something more common?
Well, actually, you know how I'm like. I always get cold feet when I talk with girls.
Okay, then. You know where to find me when you want to take off.
Question. How does Seth feel when he talks with girls? Number 40. Good evening. May I help you?
Yes. I've reserved a table for two. Can you check that for me?
Let me see. The table is reserved under the name of...
Betty. Betty Schmitz. It spells S-C-H-M-I-T-Z.
Okay. I found your name. But you still gotta wait. We're completely full tonight. Sorry.
What? Then what's the reservation for? Well, we're from Mode Magazine. We're here to write a critique. Here's my card.
Sorry, my mistake. Your table is ready. We have the seat at the table with an excellent view for you. This way, please.
Question. What's the relationship between the two persons?